Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is. Cutie in the motherfucking building. Shout out to A1 Face, the only barber that can make me look this damn good.
Shout out to you. Thank you for making me look good. It's your favorite, the calm, the generous, the peaceful, Nikki.
Did you say degenerates? I'm not even gonna say it.
Am I not giving out air right now?
No, I was talking about the other
degenerates. Oh, no.
Man, you got something that you want to tell me.
Are you giving out cars? Man.
Do you want one?
I'll take one.
Hey, but look.
Because it's still my birthday. It's still my motherfucking birthday.
Boy, your birthday over.
No. And if y'all watching this, guess what? I want to see y'all there on Sunday. We're going to turn up all the way. My last turn up, I think.
For my birthday.
Maybe my last one.
Did you order me a cake for my birthday?
Is it your birthday?
It's my birthday. I just was picking out my gift right now.
Okay. Maybe. We'll think about it. Anyway, shout out to Tequila Mandela.
The only tequila that we drink.
Make sure, if y'all haven't had a bottle, y'all go ahead and try it one time.
Get you one.
You don't got to get that one. You know, they got some other ones.
You can get
the
Blanco.
You get the Blanco.
The Reposado.
Reposado.
You can get the Añejo.
Añejo.
But if you're a boss,
you get the extra. Extra. Read all about it.
Okay, was that a little commercial?
Hey, they might use it. And guess what? Look, if y'all ain't got no swag yet, go ahead and get some. Especially if y'all ain't feeling them white toenails. Don't bring them toenails on Sunday.
Nicole,
don't bring them toenails on Sunday.
Oh, you getting these white toenails.
And you get you a nice hat. You know, yourfeelsme.com is where you get it. And if you need it, ASAP, go ahead and hit me in a DM. And I'll make it happen.
Because you make shit happen.
What if they hit you in a DM about a hat? And some other stuff. Is that available?
That's perfectly fine, depending on what the other stuff is and depending on what their gender is. Cool. Anyway, let's get straight into it. What made y'all mad this week?
You already know I'm going.
Go ahead. What happened? Let's talk about it.
Last week, man.
What happened?
Lost his wallet.
You lost your wallet?
Yeah, man.
What?
How you do that?
I was at the function, the pre-birthday.
The birthday function, okay.
Yeah.
You was at a family barbecue.
Okay.
I was at the pre-birthday party for the homie, Marv. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The only time I remember taking my wallet, I had a few drinks. You know what I'm saying? Me and my boy, Tone, you know what I'm saying? We had a few drinks. And I have no idea, bro. It just is gone, bro.
And that killed
my whole weekend, bro.
Was supposed to come out to the birthday. Couldn't even come out to the birthday.
Had to cancel everything.
I'm mad about that, too. I might share that moment with you. Yeah. That kind of pissed me off. It would have been nice to see Dub out there just having some fun. But you know
Drink up then if that made y'all mad.
Yeah.
Damn, KJ, hold on. We gonna get there.
Okay, Nicole. What made you mad?
Nothing made me mad. Something made me happy, though. Do you guys see my new toy for this week?
That shit is amazing.
Okay, this made me happy this week.
Nicole, here we go with the BS again. Every week, nothing made you mad.
I mean, I just came back from a great weekend. It was a great time.
That's good.
That was amazing.
It wasn't enough time for anything to make me mad. Coming out, you know, I'm coming off of a high.
Did you drink, like, uncontrollably?
No, I never drink uncontrollably.
No?
We're gonna have a controlled good time.
Okay, I respect that.
I got drunk one time. Two times. I got drunk the day that you lost your wallet. I got drunk.
Let's go back. Family barbecue. We had a discussion about a family barbecue and how this family barbecue was going to go. And it went everything of the opposite.
Why was that?
Oh, because I told her, I said, look, it's my birthday. I'm not going
to
get drunk.
I'm not going to take everything. Just know we had guidelines to this family barbecue, and my guy went through with a red marker said, Nope.
We had guidelines for a family barbecue, and your boy got barbecued.
Facts.
I got cooked.
You cooked your
ass. I was sitting there like this.
Hurting.
We fall down.
Hurting. I called his ass bright and early the next day and said, you do not listen.
But that birthday was the shit. And you know what was even better? The next day. And you know what got better than that day? The next day. You know what got better than that day? The next day.
Come on with it.
And then guess what's going to get better than that? Sunday. I'm telling y'all right now.
So, yeah, let me take that back. That's what made me mad.
I would drink that. This is so funny, man.
My God, boy.
I got cooked. Hey, man.
I saw your boy Bates over the trash can.
Oh, Bates. Hey, everybody on my birthday, everybody had their day where they was
sick. I saw that boy Caddy.
Bottles was everywhere, bro.
It was
a good
time. It was one of those you had to be there.
You got to think. All the stuff that wasn't recorded, y'all seen bad stuff, but it was good, but it was still funny. Like, haha. Yeah. Imagine the real stuff. What? Yeah, that must have been going stuff stupid. Stuff that wasn't filmed,
for sure.
Of course. But that's all the time, though, when you're kicking with us.
Because I'm a good time, duh.
Only the real ones, no. If you ain't been on a trip or been anywhere with us, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand. I'm glad. And Elena said she had fun. Sunday fun. We ain't going to talk about it. Anyways, so let's get straight into it.
What did you say what made you mad?
I just said the same thing. You weren't able to see or get, like, you haven't, yeah, you've been to stuff, but you haven't been to stuff.
Yeah.
So that would have been that day where you'd have been like, remember you say, oh, they got drink you on the table. That would have been that day where I would have said, I'm calling you out now because I ain't going to be the only one going down. You going down too. Hey, we would have been 34 shots in quick. It was so bad to my homeboy was like, bro, I could have sworn that we only bought so many bottles. I said, yeah, because I bought an extra three. Let's go.
Let's get it.
I'm in the club. Here, let me get three more. And we would have, like I said, you would have been sick. You would have been sitting there like, fuck.
And it was hot as a bitch out there, wasn't it? That made it even worse.
Not really. Actually, no.
It wasn't in the hundreds?
It was, but you didn't feel it like that.
Speaking of, now something else I just triggered and made me mad.
Ice cream.
I bought this fucking suntanning lotion. I didn't slide, had these bitches spray me down like, yeah, I'm finna kill their ass.
It didn't work.
We get home, I hop in the shower. I ask them like, yo, I look darker? Nope.
Oh, you was trying to get darker.
She was trying to
impress. I went and I was so pissed. I was like, I didn't bought this shit. I returned that shit too. False advertisement. This shit do not work.
But you gotta remember, even though you light skinned, you still black. Was it for us or was it just some general?
No, it was for us.
It was for us? Okay.
Hey, she was like, do I look any darker? I said, I want this. I said, you're just about the same because you're always the same color as the inside of my hand. So you're a little bit darker. Like she was like, oh no.
Anyways,
I was like,
she's trying to show me things that made me mad this week.
Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry that you're not dark skinned like me.
Boy. Anyways, let's keep on.
Brad, what's happening?
Keep on, Tom, keep it on.
PR, you gotta tell them that we was turning up this weekend. Ooh. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Knicks
pissed me off this weekend. That's what made me mad.
Knicks
and you. Both of y'all could not make it to my birthday. Yeah. So guess what? On Sunday, y'all better turn up.
No, I'm there. I'm in there. For sure.
If y'all can, turn up.
I'm for sure in there.
All right, let's get straight into it. Let's go.
Ooh, let's get straight into these topics, bro.
Pause.
Anywho.
Okay.
We're going to get straight into Brittany Renner and your boy from the Hornets, PJ Washington. So I don't know.
Wait. Shout out to Brittany because she was at my birthday, actually.
She was at my birthday. But look, check this out. I don't know if everybody know about what's going on with her and PJ Washington. They,
no clue.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the backstory real quick. He went to Kentucky, right? A basketball player. He was highly scouted out of high school, went to Kentucky, which is the top basketball school. They got pictures of her. Now, she's 8 years older than him. Mm-hmm. He was 18, she was 26. They got pictures of her at his games and all that stuff like that. Boom, boom, boom. So people was already saying, oh, she plotting on this dude, right? Because he 18 years old. Why are you going to a college game? You 26, right? So she done been with a couple of celebrities already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So people already know. She done wrote a book about one of the dudes that she was with, right? Mm-hmm. And she done made several statements about get you a ball player, they dumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They gonna knock you up. This guy gets her pregnant.
So he did exactly N-T-way. What she said.
Yeah. N-T-way. Do it anyway.
Nutted in them guts.
Well.
So now, baby born, baby like 2-3 months. What she do? She out, and I want child support. And he been going crazy on Twitter with the comments.
What even said on Twitter?
Oh, you ain't who you say you were. The real came out. You hella fake. I could have. But
the real came out before.
The real been out. I don't even blame her. It's the game. The game is the game. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you dumb enough to get tricked into the game when all the evidence is right there, she wrote a book, bro.
Sounds like me. She gave a blueprint of what she's about to do, and you fell for it.
And the homie still fell for it.
Shout out to her.
And you know what? That's been every girl's perspective. Even though, you know what I'm saying, whatever happens, happens. It's the game. But you knew who she was before you nutted in her, bro.
True. And you did it anyway.
True. So.
Womp, womp.
So sad.
How you feel about that, Mar?
Hey. Fool me one time, shame on me, right? Mm-hmm. Fool me two times, shame on me. Fool me three times, what? What did J. Cole say? I know you know the song.
What song?
J. Cole?
I forgot. I'm drawing a blank. You gotta help me out.
Whatever, man.
I'm drawing a blank, man.
A fool, man, can't get fooled again. Mm. So, look, if you got fooled already, he should learn. Everybody gotta take them chances, bro. You take your chance, and you should learn from them. That's your mistake.
What typically most of you men think. You exempt from the rules. She wouldn't do that to me. She wrote a whole book, man. She gonna do that shit to you, too.
Exactly. You gotta know, bro. You been an NBA player for sure. You get that. They should tell you that stuff before you even go to the draft. Like,
this is his third year.
Okay, so it's your third year.
So he's still on his rookie contract.
Okay, so he
getting probably like $4-5 million. Somewhere around there. Three and a half.
And guess what's gonna happen? Once he start making more bread, he's gonna be giving
child support
more
bread. Look.
Sad, bro. Y'all, hey, people gonna learn, bro. These pretty faces only take you so long.
Man. Well, I honestly, like I said, I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. Because she was who she was before she got there. Hope said that.
And she already told him what the deal was.
Told him what the deal was, bro.
She might have switched a little bit of things and said, no, I'm not really like that.
She saw that boy on the court when he was 18 and gave him something he ain't never had.
Sloppy toppy double guacky?
Yeah.
Don't take my shit double guacky either.
And she had been hanging out.
I'll say that shit
later. And remember, she was hanging out with Tiana Trump. So you know.
So she might have learned from Tiana.
Or he might have ran it. So she probably turned him all the way out. Probably turned that boy, y'all young man, all the way out.
That's sad.
Womp womp.
And he fell in love with it. That's why I'm telling
you. That nigga was in love, bro.
You hit it. You can hit it and quit.
He was in love with the idea of having her and what that looked like to the next man.
It's crazy. Everybody done had her.
Yeah, everybody had her. So you're not.
Half the females y'all pass around is a pass around.
Well, half of the females in the world is a pass around.
I like that double entendre. I heard it.
You're right. 100%. So, 9 times out of 10, that bad one got hit already. 9 times out of 10.
10 times out of 10.
Now she's going in the whole circle because she bad enough to get exactly what she wants.
The homie on Twitter and his feelings.
Now all the other guys gonna be down here because like, she already got a baby now. So
you know they was laughing at the homie in the locker room. Like,
oh, for sure.
Dummy.
For sure.
Bro, she wrote a book about it. She thought she was a baby like little Superhead, like little Corinne Stephens. She wrote a book and you still did it?
And that book probably selling even more.
It's probably selling more, yeah, for sure.
Girls read like, look at. So, step one, go to the college basketball game.
Everybody,
I'm about to go to USC and UCLA games next week.
And he was a lottery pick, but he for sure, he went in the first round.
Oh, see?
He went in the first round. So, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Smart.
Tone said they're laughing at him at Summer League.
For sure.
Yeah. Some little Summer League games, that's where you got to be.
Man.
That's sad. Sad story.
He dead out here in the streets.
But it's a whole lot of PJ Washington's out here.
Oh, for sure.
You might not be a basketball player, but shoot, you might be a PPP extraordinaire. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And you getting somebody about to be taking all that from you too.
Yeah.
You might got you a good job. A girl already plotted on you. Hey.
Bro, she was scouting him.
A lot of women be scouting.
Bro, she scouted the homie like she was a real NBA scout.
Of course, girls do that. Women do that all the time, bro. You think they just let you walk around with that Dior? you think you're nice at the G-Wagon? You think they're not paying attention?
Oh, no, they see.
You got the Lambo. Oh, he got the Lambo truck. Okay.
And yet they still want to pull out and ride by slows and get. Look at me.
Like I said, I don't blame her at all. That's the game.
Let's be honest.
Talk about
honesty hour.
Talk about it.
Have you ever plotted on someone?
Mm-mm. Not in a bad way.
Have you ever seen somebody and you just like, look, I know he got something good, so this is what I'm going for. It doesn't mean, like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get pregnant by this fool. Have y'all ever plotted on a man? Seen somebody had their stuff together? Like, I don't get that. Okay.
You ain't never threw the bait out?
You never threw the bait out. You never said you don't like it like these. No, never. Never. Dub, have you ever threw your bait out? Have you ever just like, you know what?
Nah, I'm going after it. I ain't throwing a bait.
So you ain't never just seen the girl and you just like...
plotting on her?
Uh-huh, plotted.
You was gonna get that thirst traps out here.
Mm-mm, I plotted on my wife. Plotted on her.
How'd you plot on her? Give us details. Honesty, I was what he just said. Story times.
Made her laugh. Had her dying laughing.
And then he with the white toes is fake. I stay baiting. I mean, if that's the case, then because these toes is gonna always be white.
Do people even like look at your toes and like them? Like, any guy ever say, "Oh, you know, I like your white toes."
Guys love the white toes. A lot of your friends love the white toes.
I only have one friend. His name is Mr. Mysterious, and if that's what he likes, then that's what he likes.
Well, he loves white toes.
He told me differently on my birthday, but we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll clear that
on another occasion.
On a different occasion. Mm-hmm. On a different show.
We'll talk about it.
When I have him on the show, he'll talk about white toenails. Mm-hmm. Anyways, have I ever plotted on a female?
Yes, I have.
I've plotted like a million times. Have it ever worked? Sometimes. Have I lost?
A lot of times.
But guess what? I've plotted like a mother sucker.
Was it worth
it?
I'm
still plotting, huh?
Was it worth it?
Yeah, because if you don't plot, like, you ain't gonna get nothing.
When you say plot, what do you mean? Give us an example.
Going after.
You gotta
set
it up.
So how'd you... Give an example, boy. Guess what? No, because that person might be watching.
He was locked in.
Okay, well, give us a different example. Give us something on what plot. Help some of these fellas out.
The feds watching.
I'm gonna be fresh as hell.
Give some examples. Help the fellas out.
I'm just saying, look at guys, see what they...
Everybody wants to be like Marvin, so help them be like Marvin.
What the fuck? Ain't nobody want to be like me? For what?
Child, I don't know, but I know you.
Y'all want to be light-skinned, cute, and single?
That's cold.
Hey, I'm just light-skinned, cute, and single. That's it.
Oh, now you light-skinned.
I thought you was dark-skinned.
You know what? Like, this light is... Like, I was looking in the mirror right there.
It's a light, though. Your birthday coming, you tell the truth.
I'm dark-skinned.
Here we go.
Ain't nobody want to be like me, trust me. But anyway, I wonder, Nicole, can you read this question for me and answer it? This is a real question, guys. Everybody.
Oh, let's see. Why can't a woman just tell a guy how they want to be loved or the key to their heart instead of wasting their time trying to make us figure it out? So you want me to give you the blueprint?
Yes. We want to hear the blueprint.
Why are you looking at me?
You want the blueprint?
Yeah.
I want to, yeah. Go ahead.
Why do you have to read your mind? That's all I want to
know. First of all, y'all know firsthand you ain't got to read this mind. It's going to get said.
Well, let's say some women. Some women feel that a guy should read their mind.
Listen. Don't do that. Because then you don't have no argument when it comes time to be like, hey, you ain't doing something. He ain't know. I'm going to give you all this, what you need to know. So then when you're not doing it and I say something, you can't be like, ooh, I didn't know. No, nigga, you knew.
A lot of guys don't pick up on those clues, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you a clue. I'm telling you.
Oh, if you just tell a nigga straight out, yeah, he should know.
No clues. This ain't Blue's Clues.
A lot of girls do the clues, though.
I'm not doing clues.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to know.
You gonna say, like, look, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like this, this,
I like that, I don't like that. Now, if I don't have to have all this conversation and you just rolling these motherfuckers out, we gonna have a good time.
That's very interesting.
But a lot of you fellas need to have the shit written.
What does that have to do with?
He said men are the catch are the catch in the story.
The average woman makes less than 40K. I don't agree with that. Actually, black women make more money than everybody in the planet.
Say it again real loud. Country.
Black women make more money and they are ahead of more Fortune 500 companies than anybody in the country right now. That's actually a real stat. So, can't agree with you right there, Playboy.
We can say that we are the prize, but that... Okay, well, know. It depends on your situation.
Listen, man, you both of y'all should be the prize. Both of y'all should be the prize for each other. It's not one prize. It's not just one person winning. Both of y'all need to win.
I agree.
At the end of the day.
I agree.
But to kind of go back to the question. Wait, what they say?
He's talking about the comment.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, yeah. I don't know. Why do women be doing that though?
I'm just trying to understand because it seems like a lot of
women. I know that you don't. I know that you don't.
A lot of women want you to read their mind.
I'm so confused. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jules.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Hold on.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do
say
it.
Say that again. Don't do it. Say it again.
Why do women give clues and want the men to figure it out? I know that you don't do it, but why do women do that?
You know why a lot of people do that? I'm gonna say I would. Because if they do it, when women are upfront and confident and coming out with it, yeah. They're not put off as, oh, she's aggressive, she's this, she's that. So you gotta kind of be soft and like, oh, you know, it would be nice if I had roses, because then you'll be like, I like roses, I like this. Well, she demanding and she's aggressive. Yeah.
You're right.
And she's that.
You're right. No guy actually wants you to be like, you know what? Like, it'll be nice to have some roses sometimes, but you should have that conversation, like, blah, 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 and talk about what you guys like. Because some guys, like, for instance, if you dating, let's say, me and Dub. What do I like?
Because I'm a player.
Me and Dub, we like shoes. But your last nigga that messing around, he like watches. And I don't even wear watches unless it's a Rolex. And I ain't got one yet. So or Apple Watch. Other than that, I don't really wear watches like that. So it's like different dudes or your past exes aren't the same as
the next one. First of all, don't go into your next one reacting about how your last one was, because hopefully they are nothing of the same.
Of course.
Otherwise, lead out and try again.
Thank you so much, because I appreciate that. We are not the same. Guys and females shouldn't be labeled as my ex did this. I know my ex like this.
It happens, though.
It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what fucks up a lot of people's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start off like that, you already bringing negativity.
It should be it should be a clean slate.
Exactly. You bringing all this negativity and old shit into your new shit, which fucks up all the shit.
All the shit.
All the shit.
Come on, shit.
Shit. Shit on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chill.
Yeah, that's good. So let's go ahead and get to this next joint. Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, this for everybody, do you believe that men and women take accountability for the part that they play in a relationship not working?
No.
Both men and women?
Nope. I don't think so.
Why is that?
I think...
Speak on it.
I think it's always... Well, personally, I feel that all... Like, it's two sides of the story. So, this person's going to blame this person. This person's going to blame the other person. It's never, you know what? Fuck, I fucked up. You know what?
You rarely hear nobody...
You don't say, never hear that, bro. Man,
it was me.
Yeah, it was me. You I fucked up. I cheated. I know, like, probably one... Like, two
only,
people...
Only if you cheat.
Yeah.
Only if you cheat. Any other reason, they gonna put it on the person.
No, but still, sometimes they ain't never gonna say that. They gonna say, like I said, we grew apart, or it just wasn't working, or yeah, they changed last minute or whatever.
This say you was a bad boyfriend, nigga.
Exactly. Like, just say literally say. I know one person that told me that.
Today, y'all, a man would admit I was just bad to her.
I know
girls don't person, do that either.
I was just, you know, I just didn't treat her right.
You know girls don't do that either.
I was just
I know exactly one person that actually, like, sat down. Me and this person had to sit down. Because, I don't know if y'all know, but Marv, like, he's a good listener. And I listen and I talk to people all the time. And when a relationship don't work, even though I'm not in a relationship, but I think I know a lot about relationships to where if I wanted a relationship, I could have a very healthy one. And the person was actually telling me, like, everything. Like, damn, like, bro, I fucked up. I did this. I shouldn't have cheated. I did this, but I cheated because of this. And this person wasn't happy and all that stuff, but... He actually said, like, he fucked up. And okay, 9 times out of 10, when somebody says they fuck up, those are the ones that's trying to sit here and chase that.
For sure.
He said this to you, but...
I don't know what he told her.
Exactly. You can say it to your homies all you want, but are you going to be
the key.
Say it to her?
I think
that's
he
the
did.
Key.
Because is she going to say it to him?
I think he did.
Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
It don't matter if you don't tell
I'm
her.
I'm sure that he told her that, because guess what?
He ain't
if
told
you
her.
Get, if you get caught cheating... Then, of course, you're going to sit here and...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a different saying, man, oh, I cheated, no, I'm sorry, da-da, and then saying, you know what? I take accountability for what happened. I'm sorry for blah, blah, blah. Y'all good for just saying I'm sorry. Sorry for what?
Listen, I'm going to say this, and it's not all men, but most of us, We not going to get to that realization that you talking about, Marv, until she done moved on with somebody else.
And you see her over there happy. Don't
and you see her happy. And you see her happy. Then you're going to be like, man, I fucked up. I had a good one, bro. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, in this particular situation, I know for a fact the person didn't move on, but the person let that person know that they will never get back with that person. And I think that hurt him
forgive,
the most.
Forgive,
to
forgive.
Let him know, like, yeah, like, you know what? I'm not fucking with you ever again. Yeah. Like, I'm cool, I'm single, but I would never fuck with you again because I gave you my heart and all that shit.
That actually
you
hurt
on
more.
Me, shit. Yeah,
that actually hurt more.
That shit would hurt so bad, bro. Mm-hmm. You fuck up and you like, you know what?
Shout out to you, girl.
That I fucked up and I know for a fact that I would never get this woman back. The love of your life? Sick. Sick.
Well, when you had her?
Sick.
Can't eat, can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
No haircut.
Sounds like another personal problem.
Hey, teeth falling out.
Ooh.
Shit, all kind of shit, bro.
I accept my flaws and my wrongs, but haven't met many women who won't ever admit it. That's true. Like I said, I think this is on both ends. This is not male specific or women specific. I don't think anybody really just flat out the gate be like, I fuck this relationship up.
No, for sure, 100%. For 100%.
Yeah,
100%. Like I said, it's going to be the blame game. Oh, this, blah, blah, blah. She said this. She didn't do this. This is the reason why I did this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody going to have a reason to why they did this shit, but nobody going to take accountability.
Yeah.
100%.
Women only admit their wrongs when they when you let them sit in that shit. Give them some time to think about it. How much time?
How much do?
Have you ever did somebody wrong in a relationship?
And they knew about it?
And they knew
and
about
they found it? Or they found out about it? Or have you ever did something wrong and admitted to the person and they'll probably never find out about it? Like, oh, you know what? I did this to you. I'm sorry. Or would you rather sit there and wait?
I know I have. And in the past, prior to marriage, I know I've fucked up a lot of relationships. Just being young and dumb.
Yeah.
You know
me what I'm too. Saying? I was having probably only one I could think of that I was like, damn, I fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know at the time?
Did you tell him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very adult of you.
So what's considered messing up, Nicole?
For a woman.
Yeah, well, again, at the time, mine was different. Mine was just like him wanting to spend time and do, and I was just like, oh, I'm working, I gotta do it. I put money in front of us. Like, he just wasn't a priority. Like, oh, no, I gotta work, 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 and I never made time for us.
You said that's not bad?
I'm just saying, I thought it was like something like, oh, I cheated.
And it's
like,
but cheating ain't always the
no, I'm just saying, that's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be like some shit like, oh fuck, like you fucked him over. I did this. I took the car. I did this. I fucked this dude. I got pregnant by this dude, and it's not yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some shit that could happen.
Yeah.
No, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's what it was.
But you know what? After cheating, time is right up under, like close to it. You know what
definitely,
saying?
Definitely. Because wasting time, bro, you don't get the time back.
Yeah.
How many relationships have you been in that you just sit there for years, bro?
You know they waste
for
your time.
No motherfucking reason. You thinking like, we didn't do nothing. Like, what was the fucking point? All we did was fuck. Like, we
but
argued
this is
and fuck
the difference.
For years.
But we wasn't arguing.
We was fucking.
But I feel like if the roles was reversed and he was working, 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 then I'm supposed to respect, like, oh, he out here on his grind getting his money. So why couldn't it be respected when it's the other way?
I feel it should be respected. I feel like a grind is a grind, bro. Because ain't nobody at the end of the day want a broke-ass motherfucker.
But then, you know, they also say people make time for what they want to make.
Of course. Now, you're going to tell me that you had zero
female,
time?
Matter.
Yeah, 100%. I feel
but
like...
But no, it wasn't I had I zero like, time. I guess it just wasn't enough time.
For him?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give or take. How many times a week? How many times would you see this person a week? Give or take. Just come on. Give or take.
Maybe like... Three,
okay, that's good.
Four,
enough.
That's
no,
enough.
That's good enough. Yeah,
that's
I'm talking
enough.
About you got motherfuckers. Like I said, me personally,
that's
bro,
more than enough.
I've been.
That's if you ain't living with somebody 3 times a week. That's enough.
I've been on a relationship on a grind, and everybody know my grind was stupid. And I was in a whole ass relationship, bro. Whole ass relationship, motherfucker, working from 4 to motherfucking 12, going to school from 1 to motherfucking 3:30, and going to my other job from 5 to motherfucking 11:30. And sleeping 2 hours or 3 hours and still having a motherfucking girlfriend and still figuring the shit out.
Yeah.
You got time to see whoever the fuck you want to see.
I remember.
If you want to. If you don't want to sleep, hey, if it's that important, or that person can spend the night, or you going to say hi before they go to work, or whatever the fuck it is. If you really fuck with the person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. That's how I feel like.
Okay, exactly. So I'm seeing. So even if I see you for a split second, okay, meet me here. We'll see you for a split second. I gotta go. But that wasn't enough. And just like you always said, oh, women, just remember that. Hey, that Spark. Wasn't enough from this man. That wasn't enough. Like, oh, you like, I'm sorry. I'm not, like, we can't go out every weekend. That ain't happening. We can't go do this. Like, no, I can't be going this weekend. Yeah. That can't happen.
Right.
I'm on a mission right now, and this is what we're doing.
You got to tell the person like this.
Was he a hindrance? Mm-mm.
He had his own shit going, too. Just that I know I was dumb into work. I missed out on a whole lot of stuff in that time period, but hey.
But like you say, hey, it gets like that.
Yeah.
People didn't understand my shit. I said, look, they're like, oh, you too busy. Nigga, I didn't take no college loans. I paid off everything, right?
Ooh, yeah,
so I'm sitting here grinding for a fucking reason. So yeah. I won't be in debt later on.
For sure.
But if you can't respect that, like, what the fuck you want me to do? Everybody, you want me to sit here and be like, oh, damn, I owe this for tuition?
But
damn,
you know what? What's the difference?
Everybody don't see a vision, bro.
Now, I'm hustling is like it's a thing now.
It's a thing.
No, but when you say, she's hustling. Shit ain't always been like that. People have been hustling for years, which I know some people that for years in the beginning, that shit was frowned on. Like, oh, are you worried about it? No.
Yeah.
Some of us been out here doing this shit for a long time.
I'm not,
some of us just started for, I gotta get my bag up because it's cute on Instagram.
Your bag.
Mm-mm.
A real grinder don't have to show shit on Instagram. You ain't gotta show shit.
Nope.
But you tell me, like, look, I'm grinding. I'm gonna respect the fuck out of that because there ain't nothing better than a woman that know how to get her money.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't relying on you to give her any, bro. I don't need you to give me shit, but to know that you got your own, that's the biggest turn on in the world, bro.
But you know what's crazy about that? And what? A lot of times it ain't even about the money for us men.
No.
It's she got ambition. You know what I'm saying? She wants something out of life. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever you make, because everybody now they're on social media. You know what I'm saying? They worry about how much money you make. Okay, at some point you got to make a certain amount of money, but you got to have ambitions and goals to get there. You know what I'm saying? I can respect that out the gate.
But honestly, if you really think about it, all the shit that you seeing on Instagram, nigga, you ain't seeing W-2s on Instagram.
Sure.
Niggas is sitting here flaunting shit that they don't really even own.
They put cash, you know.
What's that? Hey, you see all this money, but you don't even know what's in between.
Ain't never filed tax.
You see 100 right here, it could be 100 at the bottom, 100 right here, and 100 at the bottom. All
consequences once. With that lifestyle.
You don't even know what the lifestyle is. You see, oh damn, he got this, I got this, he got this.
Yeah.
You got scammers, fraud, all kind of bullshit. You sit here falling in love with scamming? Yeah. That's crazy. You got a doctor nigga or a nigga that's making six figures over here, and you falling in love with scamming, baby? That's crazy. You fall in love with fast money. And once that fast money gone, guess what? So are you. That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
Crazy.
So sad. But yeah, so that was sad.
Mm-hmm. Marv, read this one, my boy.
All right, so I got a question for y'all. If you're dating someone inside your circle, would you feel some type of way if you wasn't invited out anymore? Or if you were invited out less? So let's say like
Both of y'all.
No. Let's say the circle is mostly girl. So when the girls go out,
they invite
your girl.
Yeah.
You're not invited. And the dudes respect your girl so much that they don't want to invite you out no more because they know they're going to have fun. They don't want you to get in trouble. So they're like, you know what? Like, I ain't even going to put you in that situation. So
you kind of in the middle.
Yeah. So you just like, you ain't invited out no more. Or, yeah. I'll keep it like that.
Dating in your circle can be very tricky.
I know. Tell me about it.
It can be very tricky. Mm. Number one, because everybody gonna be in your business, especially in your circle. It shouldn't be. I see where you're going. I see your thoughts running through your head.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they aren't, but depending on how close the girls are and how close the guys are, you know what I'm saying?
Continue.
If this is one of their day ones, like let's just say if you know what I'm saying, me and you date Marvel day one, right, or whatever, and I'm telling Marv everything about you that go on in our relationship. But this is your day one, though.
Well, you shouldn't be telling everything.
I'm just saying.
I think anybody should know everything about your relationship.
Absolutely not.
You gotta have a filter in there somewhere.
But I'm saying that kind of puts you in a situation to where now I'm telling this nigga your business, me and your business, and he gonna come back probably and tell you, like, hey, that nigga Derek, man, he kind of was telling me.
Derek talked too much.
Yeah, Derek something else.
You know what I'm saying? He was saying some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Derek don't get his walking papers.
But then, exactly. You don't come to me and be like, nigga, why you telling all you that motherfucking business?
What you running your mouth for? What you pillow talking with Marvin for?
Yeah.
Y'all was having nap time or something?
Yeah. But that's how it be, though.
True.
When you, because what you'll do, not talk to your friends no more?
You can still talk to your friends, just don't go talk to them about me.
Watch your relationship.
Yeah.
If that's the only topic coming up, then y'all ain't really friends. Y'all ain't got shit to talk about.
No, I mean, but people, you go through shit in relationships.
You do.
Okay.
And
hey,
if this was your person that you always, if Marv was my homie that I always went to when I was dating somebody else.
Yeah, but because we're both friends, yeah, you now can't use this person.
For sure. Yeah.
You now have to.
I agree.
Talk to somebody else.
I agree.
Okay. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do y'all think? Well, besides this question, we're going to get back to it.
Yeah.
But do y'all think y'all should be able to talk to someone else about your relationship?
If you do, it has to be somebody that's not attached to neither one of y'all. Because I feel like, this is me personally, I feel like they have some sort of loyalty towards you, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to always speak either in your favor or against your favor, depending on which side of the, you know what I'm saying, thing you're on.
I kind of feel like
go get a counselor.
I don't think you should talk to other people about your relationship. I think you should talk to your significant other. Mm. And I think that's what the main problem is, because you listen to somebody else about what you should do in your relationship.
Mm.
How you gonna listen to somebody outside of your relationship but don't know what y'all been through?
Right.
I think you should talk to that person. Like, damn, like, I don't like this. That's the problem. Everybody say today, she be doing this, she be doing, or he be doing this, he be doing this, he be spending his money on his friend, he can't go with his friend. Ooh. But you don't say that to your person.
Mm.
And then once shit goes all the way left, then you want to bring the shit out.
But that's what...
She was finna say it. That's how it be happening.
That's what... And I hate to do it, but...
Go ahead.
Majority of people do this when they be like, I don't want to argue, I don't want to be confrontational. At some point, you're going to have an argument, yeah, or be confrontational to
be
make
arguing.
Sure shit going to get around here. We're going to get some shit clear.
Not arguing. Y'all going to be arguing.
Go back and forth. But clear that shit up. Argument don't have to end. Everybody mad. Just we're going to get a clear understanding of this. You're going to understand where I'm coming from. I understand where you're coming from. Either we're going to agree or disagree. But I get what you're saying. You get what I'm saying. Otherwise, whatever is happening is going to continue to happen, because I don't know that it's a problem.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Talk to that woman or man, whoever you're dealing with.
So let me know.
So we could agree that's one of the biggest errors in relationships. Mm-hmm. Talking to somebody else.
Now he can talk to me. He can check me, and I'm gonna be like, "Woo, girl, I got checked."
I feel also like if you did talk to somebody about a relationship, you could probably ask a person of the opposite sex, "How should I come at her with this?"
Mm-hmm.
Not just, she does this. I shouldn't be fucking with her no more, because they go like, "Oh no, I don't like this person."
Dupree, what up, boy?
And that's the number one thing happened. Oh, I don't like her. I don't like her. You shouldn't fuck with her no more.
Yeah.
And then whole time you still in love with this, and now your family or your friends don't even like this person anymore.
Your best bet is to talk to somebody that's older and that has been through it. Talking to somebody that's in your age range, that's going through the same shit that you're going through, and they know about y'all relationship, it's a lot of times that's not too helpful. You know what I'm saying?
I guess Martin some helpful advice. And I have not let him down yet.
She has. I'm not gonna
lie. But you have his best interest.
Not necessarily. No.
Have to check his ass too.
It's sometimes.
But that don't necessarily mean a bad thing. Just because you checking somebody don't mean it's a.
Because he was.
That might have been in his good interest for you to chew his ass out that time.
Sure.
That's not always a bad thing.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not gonna say like she is never biased. She's never. Sitting here taking my side about anything, and she'll be like, "Well, Mark, what did you say to her?" Yeah. I said, "Well, she's a bald-headed bitch." Well, why did you call her a bald-headed bitch? No, I'm just saying, like, if I say something like that. She's gonna be on. She's gonna be like, "No, you were wrong.
Yeah,
you gotta man up to this. You gotta do this. You gotta say that." Yeah, sometimes she helps, but at the end of the day, like I said, 9 times out of 10, she's gonna be like, "I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
You handle it on your own."
Yeah,
and that's why I said, when you're in a relationship, the number one thing that you do wrong is sit here and you try to talk to other people about your motherfucking relationship, when you should go ahead and talk to your significant other about it. And
you should know when you're talking to somebody and they be like, "Ooh, tell me. Yeah, and what is that? Stop talking to them.
And guess what? Your business is all over the world.
Mm.
Damn, goddamn. Damn, like that. And then what she do? Damn.
And she ain't even got a real toenail.
Damn.
Let me ask this question, this is for everybody, for y'all, this is for everybody in the chat.
Do you feel like people in relationships should take advice from people that are not in a relationship?
I'm not taking advice from nobody but my parents. That's just me.
Okay.
I feel like you could. You know why? Because I feel that I give great advice not being in a relationship. And a lot of people talk to me about that relationship, and I swear to God, I give them the best advice. Everybody always goes, like, bro, but what about this? What about this?
I'm like a level-headed person, because you could, like, I'm just using a quick example. Blah, 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 fast forward, talk to him about something. He was able to give me insight on something that he would not appreciate as a man.
As a man, yeah. Speaking on man shit.
So, no matter who or what it is dealing with, as a man, he's giving me, like, I wouldn't want blah, 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 so I get, oh, okay, here we go, I got that.
Crazy.
So it depends on if you have the person that's saying, like, listen, I wouldn't appreciate that, so I don't expect her to.
Yeah.
And then also it's like this: I wouldn't take advice from somebody that can't keep a relationship or only like they just keep on getting relationships. They be in there for a month and then they get out. They get a month and like no, like people that have long
every other night they in love with somebody else. Child, I know some of them.
Bro, that shit happen all the time.
Who you in love with this week?
Single and bitter. Yeah, don't take no advice from nobody. No. Single and bitter.
Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody like I said. If they are single,
if you they know don't the ever reason, tell you when you was wrong, you ain't never been wrong in their eyes.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You need somebody that need to check you on your shit. For sure.
Hey, scroll down. Jules, I want to see that last question.
For sure.
No, our question.
Oh, ours are Let's see. That's it. That should be it. You want to go up? You mean go up? Oh, go on. My bad. I'm sorry.
We didn't even address it. One person said something, but it went to something else.
Oh, you're talking about the question on here. In the live. Who was it?
No. Boy. It's all good. Come on. It's all good. Look.
Oh, that one right there. Okay.
Yeah. Tom, I want you to go to bed.
I feel personally, if somebody I dated inside the circle and it went sour and I wasn't invited no more, I feel some type of way. I ain't gonna lie. Like, nigga, like, we cool already. Like, I don't care if I don't have a girlfriend no more. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I could still be cool.
I would feel the way.
Yeah, go for it.
Again, I feel like that's also a conversation that needs to be had within the group. I've been in multiple circles where there was intertwined relationships, and it was just an understanding of, listen, y'all don't work, figure that bullshit out, because everybody's going to know, and y'all either can, one person can elect not to come, or you guys can come and be adults about it. But I'm not going to be over here like, okay, have them come, okay. We ain't doing all that. We all grown. Okay. Let's act like it.
So I got another question for you. Let's say, look at your significant other, right? Mr. Mysterious. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it, Mrs. White, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They out with their friends.
Right.
Of your sex. And you're not invited out. Do you feel some type of way?
Like they out with my homies?
No, they're out with girls.
That's what I'm saying, with my homies.
Yeah, your homegirl. So they were out with Diamond Lane and all that stuff. They go out kicking, they go to brunch or something like that. And you're not invited.
Ooh, y'all went to brunch with Abby? I better have been busy. I'm pulling it.
That's a little weird.
I'm just saying, do you feel some type of way? Are they going on a trip together?
Oh, no, you ain't going on a trip without me.
Why not?
Just my girl and all my homeboys?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Why? Why not?
Because that is a disaster.
Why? Why is it a disaster?
Well, here's my question: were they friends with him prior to me?
Yeah.
So he knew them first. Oh, then I can't. Nothing I can do about that. Yeah,
so you still wouldn't feel some type of way? They go. They say we're going to Vegas. Fuck it. So
and this ain't my trip.
Yep. Mr. Mysterious is going to Vegas with Diamond Lane and all them. You wouldn't feel like, well, I can't go if Diamond Lane are going, y'all
been
have
there, right. Been there, done that one.
Right. How did that go? How did that go?
It didn't go good.
I mean, it happened.
Did you feel some type of way? Let's be honest.
Listen, I won't feel no type of way unless you try and manipulate me not going. Like, when you get to manipulating a situation,
like what?
Now I feel some type
they
of
done,
way.
They done made a trip behind your back.
Yeah, but been there, done that one. No, I don't care. Go. You was friend. If we, you was friends with them longer than me, or just as long as me, then those your people. Friends.
Yeah, these and your then people. Basically, like, what will happen is, let's say I went out with some girls. Maybe I'm just not trying to be wifed up. Maybe they just don't want to see me wifed up, and they just want to have fun. They want to have Marva. Yeah. They don't want to have Mary Marva.
They don't want relationship.
Some people do that shit. Like, I got homeboys too. Like, I don't want them to be up, and their girlfriend to come out. I want them to come out and just have fun. Don't be sitting here be able to be wiped relaxed. Up, all kind of shit. Y'all can't even talk to you no more. It's just
why
like,
you can't have fun with your mate, though? Why you can't turn that shit
different.
Up?
It's different.
It depends on the mate. Different. It depends on the mate.
It's different.
Don't give me levels of different.
It's different.
Tone, you need to tell me the tone. I'm going to take my own shot. Don't come. Listen.
So can your wife take a trip with her homeboys?
But these are
that you know.
Homeboys.
You know them.
Before you.
But they was her homeboys before, and they say, fuck, we going to Vegas, blah, blah, blah.
Come on, where are we going? I'll drive.
Do you feel, would you feel some type of way? Be honest, let's talk.
A little bit,
talk
to me. But, I mean, you know,
why would you feel some type of way? Let's talk.
Because that's just the man in me. Okay. There is no real reason, but I would feel.
No, to be honest.
But would you
I'm
go?
Being honest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you go?
Just like, with all girls I'm going. And not her? If these are my homegirls before her, yeah. I just said that she can go with her homeboys. You don't think I'm telling the truth?
No.
Why? If these was her people before she even met me, because she got high school and childhood homeboys, mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That I grew up in a neighborhood with her. I got homegirls that grew up in a neighborhood with me. Like, there is no attraction. Like, this is, look at her like my sister. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if we got that understanding way before a trip was planned, whatever, I know these niggas, she know these females or whatever, there shouldn't be no static.
But you feel some type of way.
A little bit. Just as a man. I'm
keep
it real.
Why are you going to feel some type of way if you know these her homeboys? Like, brother, then why are you going to feel some type of way?
I didn't say I was going to act on it or nothing like that. I'm just
but
saying.
Why?
I'm
no, it doesn't matter, because if you feel some type of way, you're going
to
unconsciously act like it.
For sure.
Probably.
For sure.
So.
You're like, you going with who?
Exactly. You're going to start doing a little.
Who all of them
slamming shit around.
I don't know about that. I ain't going to throw no temper tantrum.
Boy, please. Y'all stay throwing fits.
Yeah, I ain't going to throw no temper tantrum. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I would.
You
know,
would?
I'll definitely feel some type of way. We homies? Like, I know them, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know them. You ain't about to sit here and go out with people I know.
Yeah.
Even if you knew them longer, and we still supposed to be a circle and cool, and you about to be sitting here with all niggas.
You can't go. You got to work that weekend.
No, I could go. The thing is, I could go. Nah, I can't go.
The homie
go.
Say I can go.
Nah, not that I can't go.
The homie called off.
But you find, like, you know that they're going on. They're like, no, you just not going.
Right.
Oh, you're they like, tell you, like, you just, no.
Yeah, you're not going.
You're not invited, Marvin.
Yeah,
sorry.
You can't go. No. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I'm cool. Like, we cool. Like, girl, you, like, you know, like, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah.
I can't go. And you just see it, like, you look at the Instagram, they all having fun. You're like, fuck, like, are you going to feel some type of way?
Oh, they having fun. And
or, make it even worse. You find out, like, you like, oh, it's a boys trip. So Mr. Mysterious, his brothers, everybody, they have a boys trip. But Lana and Diamond there.
Listen. She got all the apps on her phone. And I got a couple of these hoes' locations on my phone.
Hello?
So I'm pulling up. Y'all already know how I pull up.
Yeah.
So you see him, like, you just see him in Vegas.
I'm pulling up. And the cool part about it is, I'm even going to go off on him. I'm going off on them bitches.
Everybody dying. Today.
Oh, so y'all pulled up here on him and didn't say nothing back.
See, that's the scandalous part.
Now I'm gonna
you
tell
don't
you.
Say nothing?
Now I'm gonna tell you how it happened though. Mr. Mysterious, it didn't have nothing to do with Mr. Mysterious, but Mr. Mysterious' brother invited Diamond. On the low key, he didn't even want nothing to do with that.
Okay, so listen.
But they invited the
that's
people.
That's fine, but my girl's got to be like, hey, blah 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 blah. Hit me up, whatever. Okay. If they there, I ain't gotta be there. Cause they gonna be they worse than me. I'm chill. I'll let a few things slide. Like, okay, look how I'm doing this shit. But the two hoes is gonna be like the damn police.
She said, "Why y'all keep using me for yourself? Cause I want her to beat your ass. Beat your black
damn,
ass."
Damn, y'all know how many times a week I threaten to beat this bitch ass.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's null and voided. It's every other day. Like, I'm fed up with you. But if they there, he ain't gonna do shit. They ain't gonna let shit slide.
That's funny.
They gonna be too occupied.
Them hoes.
They playing ding dong bitch without no dish, just ding dong.
He ringing the bell, all right.
She ain't high.
And then he gonna try to figure out if she was doing that. How the hell she still know what I was doing? Let me tell you, I got some good ones. That's why it's not too many.
Not Diamond after two drinks. Diamond after two drinks. She just
two drinks.
She don't know where we at.
My friend did very good at the family barbecue.
Two drinks, shorty.
She did do very. No, actually, she wasn't. She was asleep.
She fell asleep.
Yeah, she was. I went in my room. I looked. I said.
She went down. She put herself down. That's a big step for her.
Thank you. But look, man, we're going to have to cut this short tonight.
Okay.
All right, you two full of shitters. Come on.
Let's go.
Because, Dub, you know.
What I know? Oh, about the trip. Mm-hmm. But look, man, we thank y'all for coming out, man. Make sure y'all finish y'all drinks.
Take a shot and share it with your friends.
Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube, tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget to go to yourfeelsme.com.
And send my birthday gifts.
Hey, birthday gifts are welcome on Sunday, and everybody in this motherfucker is welcome.
Go
and
get you a hat, get you some socks, get you a t-shirt.
Everybody come turn up on Sunday. We're going to be sitting here, shoulders out.
Marvin going to do his birthday dance for me. You going to do the dance?
I'm doing the birthday dance. I'm going to fuck it up one time.
Come on. Sunday going to be lit.
That's it. We thank y'all. Hey, we out of here.
And we out.